without effort. We have the common peace. This is the natural meditation. This is our natural state. If we have any doubts or any questions, send me through email, I will give reply soon. All you have my website and email addresses in my book.
Nana, is there a difference between awareness and consciousness?
Both are same. Words change only. Awareness, consciousness, self, supreme energy, God, all are same.
Sometimes in my own.
Yes.
It's like you said, the screen is the consciousness.
Yes.
But sometimes it feels like awareness or consciousness is watching the screen.
Yes.
Is that okay? Same?
Same. Okay. You are watching separately.
Mm-hmm.
One who have no consciousness, that person, so they never see separately anything, not only mind. Because immediately they are that mind. How can they see separately? Not possible. Sometimes the mind divided two parts. One part, another part is seeing the mind. But both are mind only. That is called a false mind, false ego, false I thought. False I thought is watching the thoughts. But the mind thoughts and the seer also false. Everything mind only. At that moment, no peace and calm inside, no consciousness inside. That is only the mind. False eye is watching. Inside, if you have consciousness, peace and calm, then that witness, that consciousness, original I, original self. Because no attachment, you have witness, it is separate to the watcher. So, that is the mind, this is the supreme energy. If you don't lose your consciousness, then within short period possible to burn totally your mind. If you lose consciousness, then mind enters. It covers fully. So, again practice is needed. If there is no practice, means effortless, always, then very quickly we will burn our all total mistakes, faults and previous births, tendencies. Everything will be burned by that consciousness. So, now we have consciousness, means we have peace. That's all. Don't lose that peace throughout the day. You have so many activities, okay. Don't lose that peace. Then, no effect any activity in day life.
Something inside of me says, you know, that's not so easy, the peace.
Ah, no.
Not easy.
if we have consciousness peace inside at least half an hour, then it continues indirectly inside. So if you move anywhere, if you do any work, no such too much attachment to you. Why? Inside such grace is working. No immediate strong attachment. Very light attachment is going. No problem with that light attachment. Strong attachment is problem. So one who spend meditation at least half an hour daily with consciousness, with calm peace of mind, then no any problems to him throughout that day, because that grace is working inside. It doesn't allow to strong catch of any feelings, any problems. Such energy works inside. So all are going on their way. All activities, all works are going on their way. So no attachment immediately. If immediately those attachments also will be removed. So the peace and calm mind, that is the energy of Supreme. Without the grace of energy, we never have the peace and calm. It is our natural state. Yes.
How to not lose the consciousness without making effort? So there's a peace and there's a calm, and there's awareness, and there's nearly falling asleep sometimes. And so if nearly falling asleep is there, losing the consciousness, how not to spend effort to keep the consciousness? You know?
Yes, yes. Bhagavan said, to whom this is sleep?
To whom the sleep?
Not to you, not to the peace. So to whom that sleep?
Just inquire to whom.
Yes, that's all, only question. Just a question. Yeah. To whom this is sleep? Mm-hmm. Then you have such energy inside to inquire, to question. So immediately the sleep disappears. Then very easy, again having of peace, consciousness. But when you have consciousness, no need any effort, no need any inquiry. If you lose
there's
peace,
there's awareness that grace is there.
Yes.
And
energy is working. Energy is working.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is need to do practice? Already you have energy of grace. So no need. Only stillness. Silence. Being, that's all. Watch that sleep, no capacity to watch your sleep, then question to whom this sleep. At that moment you have such energy and grace inside. So very easily we can remove it. Very naturally the question should become, not by the mind. Heartfully the question automatically comes through the heart, to whom this sleep finished. Immediately it disappears. Then consciousness, peace again. keep quiet. Effort is not useful all times. No need. All times effort. Very naturally our mind will subside in the self if it has no any work. Don't give any work to the mind. Then very naturally it subsides in the self. Then only silence. Then slowly consciousness arises. Peace increases. First calm or peace enters, then consciousness possible. Without peace, calm mind, consciousness not possible.
Can you say a little bit more about that? Without peace, calm mind, consciousness not possible.
If we have peace or calm mind, automatically consciousness increases. If you lose your peace and calm, the mind covers your consciousness. You have consciousness, then your practice, your effort, end. So, there is nothing to do. No any practice, no any effort there. Keep quiet. Be still, being only. There is nothing beyond it. It is the end. But still there is something, that is the mind creation. That is the end, but it should be permanent, then self-realization. If you lose, practice is need. If you don't lose, no need any effort, no need any practice. Constant consciousness or peace, that is self-realization. One who knows the tricks of mind, he never loses his mind, his peace and consciousness. Every moment we must know the tricks of the mind. Oh, that guru is good, this guru is bad, that book is good, this book is bad, good. Tell me without thought. Tell me without mind. Only mind creations everything. Ramana Maharshi is a great incarnation guru. Why? Bhagavan said, you are also incarnation person. You don't know it. So, our mind is creating like that. Without mind, tell me who is Bhagavan? Who is Ramana Maharshi? What is his greatness? What is his greatness? So, the greatness only to your mind. Yes, so everything to the mind only. No mind, no world, no persons, no anything. No your body, no your life. So everything only to mind. You have some troubles with your mind. So he had no such troubles with his mind. So he is great. You have no any troubles with your mind. You are great as like him. Is there any great in mind? No greatness to the mind. But you are creating that greatness due to your attachments, desires, weakness of the mind.
I have a question. Yes? Often if I'm having some problem in meditation, my tendency is to pray to Rama, for example.
Okay, when you have calm mind, no need any prayers. No need any gurus, any god.
Right. But if there is a problem in the meditation, like sleep or...
Only thoughts, questioning. Hmm? Only questioning to whom? Prayer, who is praying?
Mm-hmm.
Ego. Is it correct? Is it a pure prayer? How it is
prayer
possible?
For grace.
For grace. But it is not a heartful prayer because ego is there. So question is best than prayer. Prayer only in initial state.
I'm just a baby. Climbing out
yes.
of the initial
How
state.
Can you say you are a baby?
Well, you know, in the practice, I'm still trying to climb out of the baby's crib of the initial state. And so I still use prayer.
How can you say initial state? It knows the Supreme Power or Guru. If you know it, you are a Guru. How it is initial state?
I don't know what state is what.
if you know that is initial state, how it is initial state? You never know your state. Because that state is not to the mind. Mind has no any states because always changing, movements. How can you say? If you are in initial state, you never have peace and calm mind. It is impossible in the initial state.
Okay, then I'm not always in initial
state. So how can you say somebody, their life is going with prayers only, no satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
No satisfaction with their prayers. No happiness with their prayers. So prayer also fail. Why? There is ego. There is proud and ego. Even prayer also fail.
But yourself, did you ever pray to Bhagavan for the grace?
If we want something,
grace.
Then effort prayer is need. I don't want anything.
But Nana, when you got realization, you said, Bhagwan, give me realization or give me death.
First.
That was a prayer.
First, I asked.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the Supreme Power or Bhagwan.
Mm-hmm.
When I have eligibility if I have eligibility for realization, give me realization. Otherwise, I have no such eligibility. Give me death, I will receive both of them heartfully. Then I got realization.
Is that not a prayer too?
Yes, heartfully. Heartfully prayer success. I am asking you, I am telling you, without heart they are praying with ego. How is success? Never success. Throughout life always they are praying, not heartfully. With ego, with desires, with their problems they are praying. To solve their problems, to success their desires. Is it a prayer? For them only. That prayer is only for them, not for realization. No such idea to them. So, heartfully, suppose you talk me with heartfully.
I talk?
You talk with me heartfully.
Yes.
Definitely you may receive the peace and grace. Why? Heart is heart.
Yes.
Natural attachment. It gives you peace and strength. But other many persons, they are talking with mind, with ego, with tensions, with desires, with something benefits. They want some benefits. How it success? Suppose I am telling to you. Do you have satisfied with your family? Do you have always happiness with your family? Why not? Ego. Ego never understand. To understand your family, to spend heartfully in your family, then no any problem, always you have bliss. Spend your family with heartfully. No such heart. No such heart, because always ego, ego, I want this. I want to give orders. I want request. I want something. So, how can you move with heartfully? It is not possible in daily life, in our family. Is it possible heartfully prayer the God? Heartfully do any inquiry or practice of meditation possible? No, you don't know such heart. We are spending since 40 years, 50 years, our family life. Are you moving heartfully in your family? No, with desires, attachments, something benefits. I want this. You must be like this. Orders, request. Is there any heartfully life? So, you don't know the heart. Heart doesn't know the dualities. Love is love. Heart is heart. Self is self. Self knows self. Love knows love. So, heart knows only heart. It doesn't know nothing except only love knows love. Heart knows only heart. Then, always bliss and peace. You know everything, but you don't know the heart. Other things, they never give you permanent peace and to be blissful life. Impossible. Only heart knows. Heart knows only love. It doesn't know the hate. It doesn't know the body identification. It doesn't know the benefits. It doesn't know the dualities. Only love, love, love. After death, only love remains. That is the heart. That is the heart. That is the God. That is the supreme power. If anybody do any harm to you, any difficulties, but heart doesn't change. One bad person was in Ramanasramam. All devotees complained, he is very bad person. If he was here, too much bad climate and too much bad to us also. They complained to the Bhagavan. Bhagavan said, I don't know what is the bad. If I punish bad persons, no ashramam, no anybody in ashramam. Mm. If I punish bad persons, no any person in my ashramam. Emptiness. So, I came here not to punish the bad. I don't know what is the bad. That is the heart. Bad thought, bad seeing, bad work, bad man. Only to the mind. Good thought, good seeing, good work, good boy. That is also only mind. So, there is no good and bad. That is the self. Means, in good and bad, balance inside. No attachment, no any moments with the dualities of good and bad. That is the self.